Jobs wasn't satisfied, and he called Xerox headquarters demanding more. So he was invited back a few days later, and this time he brought a larger team that included Bill Atkinson and Bruce Horn, an Apple programmer who had worked at Xerox PARC. They both knew what to look for. When I arrived at work, there was a lot of commotion, and I was told that Jobs and a bunch of his programmers were in the conference room, said Goldberg. One of her engineers was trying to keep them entertained with more displays of the word processing program, but Jobs was growing impatient. "Let's stop this bullshit," he kept shouting. So the Xerox folks huddled privately and decided to open the kimono a bit more, but only slowly. They agreed that Tesler could show off Smalltalk, the programming language, but he would demonstrate only what was known as the unclassified version. "It will dazzle Jobs, and he'll never know he didn't get the confidential disclosure," the head of the team told Goldberg. They were wrong. Atkinson and others had read some of the papers published by Xerox PARC, so they knew they were not getting a full description. Jobs phoned the head of the Xerox Venture Capital Division to complain. A call immediately came back from corporate headquarters in Connecticut, decreeing that Jobs and his group should be shown everything. Goldberg stormed out in a rage.